大家一同翻开圣经。
Let's turn to our Bible.
我们第一处来读提摩太后书一章第八节。
Let's first look at the second letter to Timothy chapter 1 verse 8.
如果有弟兄姊妹或是朋友们在旁边没有圣经的，请帮忙一下。
If there are those who do not have the Bible next to you, please help them.
提摩太后书第一章第八节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 8.
我们用中文念一次，用英文念一次。
We will read once in Chinese and once in English.
好，翻到的话，我们中文先来好吗
？Chinese first.
来。你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God.
接着我们来念路加福音第三章。
Next, let's turn to the Gospel according to Luke chapter 3.
我们在第三章和第四章各有几处经文要念一下。
We will read verses in both chapter 3 and 4.
路加第三章第二十一和二十二节。
Luke 3:21 and 22.
路加福音三章二十一、二十二，我们大家都一起读。
Let's read together.
众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗。正祷告的时候，天就开了，圣灵降临在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子。又有声音从天上来说：“你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。”然后我们来念第四章。
And then chapter four.
第四章我们读一到十九。
We will read verse 1 through 19.
我们也是一起读来。
Together,
耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野，四十天受魔鬼的试探。那些日子没有吃什么，日子满了，他就饿了。魔鬼对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。”耶稣回答说：“经上记着说。”人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。魔鬼又领他上了高山，霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看，对他说：“这一切权柄荣华，我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的。我愿意给谁就给谁。你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。”耶稣说：“经上记着说，当拜属你的神，但要侍奉他。”魔鬼又领他到耶路撒冷去，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以从这里跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者保护你。”他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。耶稣对他说：“经上说，不可试探主你的神。”魔鬼用完了各样的试探，就暂时离开耶稣。耶稣满有圣灵的能力，回到加利利，他的名声就传遍了四方。他在各会堂里教训人，众人都称赞他。耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日照他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说：“主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，要我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。”好，我们就一起来做一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，愿高你的灵也厚厚地高在我们的身上。
Lord, may the Spirit that anointed you also be anointed upon us.
愿父所托付给你的负担也托付在我们的身上。
May the burden that the Father has given to you also be given to us.
愿顺从圣灵的感觉态度也赐给我们。
And the submissive attitude to the Father be also given to us.
在这末了的世代。
In this end time.
主啊，使用你的教会。
Lord, please use your church.
使用每一个肢体。
Use every member.
为你传福音。
To share the gospel.
把神所失落的儿女们找回家。
And bring back the lost children to home.
把身体上的肢体们找回来。
And bring back every member of the body.
使他们成为神手中的材料。
So that they could become the supply and use of God.
建造你的身体。
Build your body.
也建造你的圣殿。
And build your temple.
主啊，你回来的日子近了。
Lord, the days of your return is near.
感谢你还给我们一点机会。
Thank you for this opportunity.
趁着白日，我们要做那差我来者要做的工。
And while it is daytime, let us still work that work that you have for us.
主啊，你若不说话。
Lord, if you do not speak,
我们就得不着什么。
Then we cannot gain anything.
所以今天早晨，我们恳切地仰望你。
So this morning we look to you.
愿主的话向我们众人说出来。
May you speak your words to all of us.
愿主的灵运行在我们中间。
May the Spirit move among us.
让我们众人都同感一灵。
So that we may all be moved by one Spirit.
主啊，使用你的教会。
Lord, please use your church.
充满你的教会。
Fill your church.
感动你的教会。
And move your church.
为你出去得人。
So that we can gain souls for you.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
The brothers have entrusted to me to have some fellowship with you.
为着传福音的侍奉。
In the service of sharing the gospel.
和弟兄姊妹们有一点的劝勉。
And to have some encouragement for brothers and sisters.
我们都知道9月27、28我们有一个诗歌的福音聚会。
We will have a hymn gospel conference on September 27th and 28th.
可能我们不同的弟兄姊妹对这样的聚会有不同的感觉。
Perhaps many of you may have different types of feelings towards this meeting.
有些弟兄姊妹对福音很有负担。
Perhaps some you really have a burden for the gospel.
就觉得哎呀，有这样的特会真是好。
And you feel that having this type of meeting is so wonderful.
再给我们一个机会，可以把人带到主的跟前。
It gives us another opportunity to bring people before God.
让那些已经愿意但是还没有进来的人，能够一次就跨进去。
And so those who, they may be willing but haven't had the opportunity that at one time they can all come and enter in.
但可能有些弟兄姊妹觉得传福音真是个重担。
But then perhaps for some of you, you feel like sharing the gospel is such a burden.
遇到传福音的聚会，心中就有点为难。
As soon as we come upon another gospel meeting, then it becomes a difficulty.
那可能有些弟兄姊妹是另外一个感觉。
And then perhaps there are some of you, you have a different feeling.
这福音聚会的不是为我的。
That this gospel meeting is not for me.
是给那些福音朋友的。
It's for gospel friends.
所以有福音聚会的时候，我正好放个假。
And so when it's a gospel meeting, then I can take a vacation.
所以有些弟兄姊妹在福音聚会的时候就不来了。
And so there are some who may not even come during the gospel meeting.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们能不能把我们自己的感觉依恋放下来？
Can we put aside our own feelings and opinions?
因为我们得救应当是为着主。
Our salvation is for the Lord.
如果我们还是一直以自我为中心。
If we are still self-centered.
只看我们的需要。
And only see our own needs.
只为我们自己的好处。
And only for our own benefit.
那我们损失很大。
Then we will have a great loss.
我们对主的亏欠也很大。
Then we will really lose out in front of God.
所以今天早晨我很愿意借这个机会。
And so this morning I would like to take this opportunity.
我们和弟兄姊妹们一起再来看看。
To again with brothers and sisters take a look.
神的儿子在地上的时候。
That when the Son of God was on earth.
他怎样传福音。
How did he share the gospel?
他如何预备来传这个福音。
How did he prepare to share the gospel?
他怎样行。
How did he do it?
他对我们的期望也是这样。
And what is his desire for us?
因为我们都因着主耶稣的救赎。
Because of his salvation.
一同成为神的儿女。
Then we became the children of God.
神对我们的期望。
His desire for us.
没有两样。
Is not, there are not many.
因为他对我们的爱和对主的爱没有两样。
His love for us and His love for the Father is only one.
这是主在圣经上明明告诉我们的。
And this is what is clearly written in the Bible.
神怎样爱他的独生子，也照样的爱我们众子。
How He loved His only begotten Son is how He loved all of us.
所以我们得主的爱和恩典是一样多。
And so the love and grace that He has for us is the same.
今天神在我们身上的寄望也是一样大。
And so His hope for us and our hope for Him is the same.
有些弟兄们最近有一个彼此之间的一个讨论。
Some of the brothers among us, we have this discussion recently.
究竟我们应当注重个人布道呢，还是应当注重团体的福音聚会？
Should we pay attention to the individual salvation or for the corporate sharing of the gospel?
那么我们从各种方面呢都有些理由。
And so we have reasons for different perspectives.
从个人布道它的果效，很多人说，哎呀，这个个人布道比团体聚会更好。
Some say that the fruits of sharing individually is better.
那么有的人说，哦不，我们应当是注重聚会。
But then there are others who say that we need to pay attention to the corporate meeting.
但我们从圣经的教导和初代教会的榜样。
But as we look into the scripture and see the example of the early church,
我们看见个人布道和教会的福音聚会是没有冲突的。
We see that there is no conflict between sharing the gospel to an individual versus having a gospel meeting.
两个都是神所要的。
God wants both.
也都是神所用的。
And God uses both.
偏向一方都使我们失去了平衡。
If you deviate from one, then you will lose its balance.
神把福音是托付给教会的。
God has given entrusted the gospel to the church.
刚才在提摩太后书一章八节里面我们看见。
We just read in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8.
在那里神给教会有个托付。
That there we see that God has entrusted something to the church.
就是耶稣基督的福音。
And that is the testimony of our Lord Jesus.
我想在过去一个多月里，
In the past month or so,
我们已经多次的被提醒，
We have been reminded often,
在神的托付中，
that in His entrustment,
有一个就是福音，
one of those is the gospel.
这个福音是一个荣耀的福音，
this is a glorious gospel.
是一个全备的福音，
it is a complete gospel.
是一个能够救我们今生也能够一直救到永世的福音。
It is a gospel that is able to save us now all the way until eternity.
所以保罗要提摩太。
And so Paul speaks to Timothy.
与他为福音同受苦难。
To also suffer with him for the sharing of the gospel.
传福音的确需要受苦。
When you share the gospel, indeed, it can be a suffering.
但是我们的时代。
But in our day and age.
实在没有太多的苦可以受。
There isn't much suffering that we go through.
因为如果比起初代的教会或者是早几个世纪的教会，
If you compare ourselves to the early church or perhaps the church in the first couple generations,
甚至于今天在中国还有许多传福音能受到限制的地方，
Even in China today or those places that restrict the sharing of the gospel,
传福音所付的代价比我们大得多，
They pay such a great price for sharing the gospel.
最近我们在读经的聚会里面读《使徒行传》，
Previously when we were studying Acts of the Apostles,
我们就看见使徒们他们为着福音的缘故，真是天天是冒着生命的危险在那里传。
We see that the apostles, they risk their own life to share the gospel.
他们被打是非常常有的事情。
They were beaten very often.
打死了再复活也是有的经历。
And they also had the experience of being beaten to death and also resurrecting from the dead.
可以说他们每一次出去传福音，
You could say that every time they went out to share the gospel,
都不知道会遇到什么样的人。
They never knew who they were going to encounter.
我们今天在这里传福音，
Today as we share the gospel
here, 我们顶多是遇见别人在思想上意见上反对我们。
At most, we just meet some people who have different opinions from us.
但在他们那个时候传福音，
But back then when they shared the gospel,
是拳头，是棍子，是刀，是枪。
They met fists and swords.
但是在这样的逼迫中间，
But under that type of persecution,
他们奋不顾身的勇往直前的去传扬这个福音。
They never thought twice of their own life and only moved forward to share the gospel.
为那位替他们死而复活的主做见证。
For The Lord who died and resurrected for them to testify for him.
保罗要提摩太说，不要以为我们的主做见证为耻。
And so Paul spoke to Timothy to not be ashamed of sharing the gospel.
因为那实在是一个荣耀。
Because it is truly a glory.
不仅我们的主是荣耀的。
Not only our Lord is glorious.
这个福音也是伟大的。
But this gospel is also wonderful.
啊，我们。在福音的经历上
And so in the experience of the gospel,
在福音的认识上
in knowing the gospel,
可能常常会限制我们来为主做见证
Oftentimes we restrict being the testimony for the Lord
但是无论怎么样
But no matter what,
我们总是在我们所认识所经历的中间来一同为主做见证
In our own experience and in our own lives, we testify for him
在我们的时代
In our generation,
特别是年轻的一代里头
particularly young people,
可能我们会面对一个挑战
perhaps you will meet a challenge,
就是在表明我们的信仰
and that is in expressing your faith,
向人见证我们的救主的时候
when you testify of our Savior,
我们会不好意思
sometimes you may feel embarrassed,
好像有一种的气氛
as if there is this atmosphere,
压住了我们
that is oppressing you,
让我们不敢放胆的自由的为主做见证
so that it is difficult for you to boldly preach and testify of the Lord.
我最近听到一个弟兄姊妹家里的故事
Recently, I heard a story of this couple.
他们孩子还很小
Their child is still very young.
但在学校里面
And in school.
听说有一天他站起来
And one day we heard that he stood up.
在老师和同学的面前向他们说
And spoke in front of the teacher and his classmates.
说我是基督徒
I am a Christian.
我信耶稣
I believe in Jesus.
哎呀，感谢主
We thank the Lord.
这真的是一个好的见证
This is such a wonderful testimony.
为了我们弟兄姊妹有这样的小孩，我们感谢主
And for this child of this couple, we truly praise and thank God.
但我们小时候有胆量为主做见证
That even while you are young, to have courage to speak.
渐渐长大的时候
And so when you grow,
可能我们开始自觉感重了
And if you become more self-conscious
我们开始、有点不好意思
And then you may feel embarrassed
那我们需要主的灵再来充满我们
We truly need his spirit to fill us again
我最近也听了个故事
Recently I heard another story
就是有一个小女孩
There is a young girl
她是英国的一个孩子
And she lives in England、
她跟她的父母呢就是常常到教会聚会的
She goes with her parents to church often.
她有一个外祖父
And she also has this grandmother.
Father. Grandfather.
A grandfather.
也跟他们一起去聚会
And also goes with them to church.
但有一天刚好这个聚完会，她这个孩子，这个小女孩呢，就跟着外祖父一起走
And so one day this little girl walked together with her grandfather.
结果她就开口问她外祖父一个问题
And so she asked him this question.
他说你信耶稣了吗
Do you believe in Jesus?
外祖父说小孩子不要问这种问题
And the grandfather responded by saying Child, don't ask this type of question
他越叫他不要问了他越想问
The more he told her not to ask The more she wanted to ask
他再看看他的外祖父
And so she looked at her grandfather
他说我看你不像信耶稣的
And she said It doesn't look like you believe in him
他说小孩子不要乱讲话
And so the grandfather saidChild, don't speak.
小女孩接着又问，你为什么不信耶稣啊
？And the little girl continued, "Why don't you believe in Jesus?"
哎呀，外祖父无言以答。
And the grandfather was unwilling to answer.
那天，这小女孩啊，把外祖父带得救了。
But that day, the little girl brought her grandfather to salvation.
所以我们如果要传福音
，And so if we want to share the gospel,
可能我们要回转像小孩子的样子。
We need to become like a child.
我们把我们自己那些。感觉那些尊严应该放一放
We need to take away our own feelings and our own wisdom
我们不能够话还没有出口就已经想到很多后果
That even before we open our mouths we are already worried about the consequences
我们自己的思想把我们的胆量都消耗掉了
Our own thoughts and ideas have already quenched our own courage
福音实在是宝贵
The gospel is precious
那怎么样我们有没有想想我们的得救
And so when we think of our own salvation
我们对我们的得救是不是感觉非常的宝贵
Don't you feel your own salvation is very precious?
弟兄们他们最近在这些的交谈中间
And so as the brothers have been discussing recently
就讲到说我们如果没有为我们所得着的感到非常的兴奋
That if we are not excited about what we have already obtained and gained
我们不可能叫那些听我们讲的人感觉到兴奋
Then how can we allow others who listen to us to be excited?
就是我们的见证 把人吸引到主的跟前。
It is our own personal testimony that attracts others to come to the Lord.
所以个人布道和团体的聚集。
So whether you share to an individual or in a meeting.
在这里有一个美好的配合。
That here there is a very good cooperation.
就着我们接触人来说。
That when you encounter other people.
我们都是个人和人家接触的。
That yes, we do speak to people individually.
他们和教会中的一个弟兄、一个姊妹先建立起一个关系。
That they first establish a relationship with a brother or sister from the church.
并且从他们的口中从他们的家庭从他们的行为里面看见了信耶稣的不同
And from their words, from their family, from their work They can see that there's something different about them
在我们听的见证里头
And so after we hear these testimonies
大概都脱不开他们是先看见了基督徒的见证然后他们才肯信耶稣
Then they realize that this testimony is of our Lord Jesus It is something different and they are willing to believe
所以在这个层面来说
And so on this point
神是需要借着我们个人去接触人的。
The Lord does require us to individually speak to people.
那么也许我们个人也可以把一些的福音资料甚至我们可以讲一些福音的真理。
And yes, you can pass out some tracts and share some truth with them.
但是我们就这样带他得救够了吗
But is it enough to simply lead them to salvation this way?
我们是带他得救关着等让他上天堂吗
Just to allow them to be saved and go to heaven?
我们带他得救那是要带他进入教会。
We lead people to salvation so that they may enter into the church.
他们的得救呢是要被融进基督的身体。
And so that they can become a member of the body of Christ.
在圣灵的工作中被建立起来成为基督的心腹。
And under the work of the Holy Spirit to become part of the bride of Christ.
所以当我们有个人的接触
And so while we do have encounters individually.
赢得他们的信任
And so we share and gain their trust.
我们下一步就应该把他们邀到教会来。
Our next step is to invite them to come to church.
所以教会有福音的聚会。
And so in the church we also have gospel meetings.
前面的弟兄们告诉我们
The brothers ahead of us have told us.
福音聚会应当是教会最注重的聚会。
The gospel meeting is one of the most important meetings of the church.
我们看见在使徒的时候
We see during the time of the apostles.
第一次的聚会就是一个福音聚会。
The very first meeting was a gospel meeting.
并且那个聚会实在是看见神的祝福。
And there you saw the glory and blessing of God.
为什么呢
Why was that?
因为他们同心合一。
Because they were all of one heart.
他们不仅那个前面有十天同心合一的祷告。
Not only did they have 10 days where they prayed together in one heart.
并且当圣灵一降临的时候。
But as soon as the Holy Spirit came down.
就是教会的第一次五旬节。
During the first Pentecost.
当彼得站起来。
When Peter stood up.
他作口。
And he became the mouthpiece.
可是11个使徒都和他一同站起来。
But the 11 apostles also stood together with him.
那是什么意思?
What does that mean?
就是代表教会的同心合一。
It represents the unity of the church.
他们代表的教会。
They represented the church.
我们其他的弟兄姊妹。
And so all other brothers and sisters.
也是在这样同一个灵里面来扶持这个聚会。
They supported the meeting under one spirit.
因此他们就把福音传出去。
And so they shared the gospel.
福音的能力是像爆炸性的临到的那些听到的人。
The power of the gospel was explosive and entered into the hearts of all those who listened.
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们个人传福音
When we share the gospel individually,
的的确确我们也可以把人带来信主。
Yes, we can bring people to come to know Christ.
但这是远远不够的。
But it is not enough.
神怎么样不要我们依靠一个大有恩赐的人来讲道。
God does not want us to rely just upon one person who has great gift in sharing the gospel.
他也不是要在每一个教会里面制造几个超级的传福音的。
Nor relying upon several people who may be very good at sharing the gospel.
个人的这个思想
These individual thoughts
会成为教会整体建立一个极大的妨碍
can be a great stumbling block to how the church shares the gospel.
特别在今天的时代
especially in today's age.
个人主义是非常盛行的
individualism is very prevalent.
我们喜欢单枪匹马的服事
we like to serve according to our own opinions or ideas.
但是我们看主耶稣怎么做
But let us look at how Jesus did it.
主耶稣打发门徒们去传福音的时候
When Jesus sent out his disciples to share the gospel
是两个两个出去的
He sent them out two by two.
为什么要两个呢
Why two?
就是要他们配搭
So that they would work together.
离开我们的本位主义和个人主义
So that we would leave our own individual ideas and self-centeredness.
让我们不觉得自己比别人强。
So it's not that we see ourselves more important as others.
反倒每一个人都觉得我们需要弟兄，我们需要姊妹。
But that we would feel we need our brother and we need our sister.
福音的果效。
The results or the fruit of the gospel.
不应当成为我们唯一的注重。
Is not just our focus.
那是工作。
That's the work.
但我们更注重见证。
But we need to focus on testimony.
主说两个人的见证是真的。
The Lord says that the testimony of two is real.
所以我们两个人一起出去的时候，一同为主做见证。
And so when two go out together testify.
这是主的定规。
This is His command.
那一同配搭服事。
And so when you cooperate.
是为了来建立我们。
It is to establish us.
在这里就有十字架的功课。
So here there is the work of the cross.
我们一个人去做。
When you work by yourself.
我们爱怎么做就怎么做。
You do whatever you want to do.
我们如果很喜欢讲的，我们就可以一直讲。
If you like to speak, you will talk more.
但如果两个人出去。
But if two go together.
那我们就需要配搭。
Then we need to work together.
我们彼此有一个协调。
And then there is cooperation.
在里面我们就学了一些十字架的功课。
And then you will learn the work of the cross.
我们看到使徒们出去传福音的时候。
And so when we see the disciples as they went out to preach the gospel.
他们不仅是两个。
It wasn't just two of them.
他们有时候是好多人一起去的。
Sometimes a group of them went.
像彼得到哥尼流的家里边的时候。
Such as when Peter went to the house of Cornelius.
还带了六个弟兄一起去。
He brought six other brothers.
还很多其他的机会里头。
And so there are other opportunities.
我们也看见这个。
We see this.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
我们应该看神到底要做什么。
We need to see what is it that God wants to do.
的确传福音是为了把没有信主的人救回来。
Yes, sharing the gospel is to win back lost souls.
救回来的人我们就可以来建造这个身体。
And then when the souls are won back, then we can establish the body.
但对传福音的人来说，
But to the person who shares the gospel,
神在我们身上要做一个工作。
God wants to do a work in you.
让你这个已经在身体里面的肢体，
So that you, as a member of the body,
能够被制作得更和身体相合。
Can be made into a better member, or one that is,
with the body.
Is part of the body.
能够和身体同心合意。
So that you may be one in one heart with the body.
所以当教会中有福音的行动的时候，
And so when there is the movement for the gospel,
这是弟兄们他们在神面前寻求，
When the brothers seek before the Lord,
从主那边得到这个感动，
And they receive this conviction or the moving of the Lord.
那么这个时候我们应当怎么做呢？
At this time, what should we do?
我想我们两方面的做。
So we need two things.
我们个人要做。
Individually, we need to work.
我们个人应当尽我们个人能够接触到的，要去接触人。
We need to fulfill our own responsibility in reaching out to others.
那一面呢，在聚集的时候，在整个的福音聚会当中，我们要配合进去。
And also, we need to cooperate together when there is the gospel meeting.
所以今天我想就着这两方面和我们的弟兄姊妹们有一点的交通。
So on these two points, I'd like to have some fellowship with brothers and sisters.
所以一方面我们来看看个人的预备。
That we need to look at our individual preparation.
我们看到主耶稣的榜样。
We look at the example of our Lord Jesus.
我们的主，他在地上只有33年半。
Our Lord was on the earth only 33 and a half years.
他公开的工作只有三年半。
His open ministry was only for 3.5 years.
刚才我们读的经文是从主的受浸开始读。
And so the scripture that we just read started from his baptism.
我们看见从主受浸之后。
We see after his baptism.
他就预备出来为神做工。
That he came out and prepared to work for the Lord.
所以谁应当传福音呢？
So who ought to share the gospel?
谁是从主那里接受了福音的托付呢？
Who has received this entrustment of the gospel?
凡是受了浸归入主耶稣基督名下的都有这个托付。
All those who have been baptized underneath the name of our Lord and Father, all those have been given this entrustment.
都应该知道我们有福音的托付。
And know that you have been given the burden of sharing the gospel.
并且都应当为着这个托付要来担起这个责任。
And for this entrustment, bear your responsibility.
神岂是白白托付我们吗？
Has God given this responsibility to you freely?
啊，是唱歌给我们听，让我们觉得好听吗？
And just sing some songs to you so that you feel like it sounds good? No.
神所有的托付，他都要看见我们来承受。
All of His entrustment, He wants to see you be able to bear it.
他看见我们为了这个托付，个人和团体 一同来努力。
And so for this entrustment, we need to pursue together individually and corporately.
所以腓立比的教会得着保罗的称赞。
And so the church in Philippi received the praise from Paul.
因为他们从头一天直到如今。
From the very first day until now.
他们是重新合一的，为着福音齐心努力。
They work together for the gospel of God.
所以我们这些已经受浸归入主的人
So for all who have been baptized under his name
我们是主羊圈中那99只已经可以在那里安歇的
We are the 99 sheep who are resting in his fold
那每一个福音朋友都是那一只还流落在羊圈外面
And all gospel friends are that one sheep that is still has not been returned home
主就差遣我们要出去
And so the Lord sends us out
好在这里我们看见有几样关键的事物决定我们能不能为主做见证，为他传福音。
Here there are some requirements and things asking us of whether or not we are able to go out and share the gospel.
在这里我们看见，当主受浸之后
，We see as soon as the Lord was baptized,
圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他的身上。
The Holy Spirit came in the form of a dove and landed on him.
从天上有声音说你是我的爱子我喜悦你。
A voice came out of heaven saying, You are my beloved son, in you I am well pleased.
我们得救的时候
When we were saved,
主已经把圣灵赐给我们。
God has already given us the Holy Spirit.
在我们这一生的跟随当中
So in all the days that we follow him,
主要看见一件事情
God wants to see one thing.
就是要我们在顺服这个圣灵。
That we need to submit to the Holy Spirit.
很多时候我们说不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Oftentimes we say, don't quench the feeling of the Holy Spirit.
其中有一个感动。
That if you have that moving.
就是要我们向人传福音。
That you need to share the gospel.
可能我们在这方面的消灭可能是更多的。
Perhaps we have quenched that moving often.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你有多少的机会开口向人家诉说你的信仰。
I don't know how many opportunities you have been given in the past where you had the moving of in your heart to share the gospel.
在你的亲戚们中间，有多少人从你的口中听见耶稣的名字
？How many of your relatives have heard you say the name of the Lord Jesus？
在你的同学和同事们中间。有多少人听见你跟他们讲你是基督徒，你也盼望他们能够得救
？How many of your classmates and coworkers have heard you say that you are a Christian and that you also desire for them to come to know God？
我们有什么时候心里面这样想说：我今天出去，要求主让我能够向一个人讲讲福音
？How many times have you thought in your heart that today when I go out, I want to meet somebody and share the gospel with them？
或是有人把福音的单张、邀请卡预备在。他的包包里面随时遇见人的时候想给他第一张做一个邀请
Or perhaps you have prepared in your purse in your bag a tract or an invitation card to invite others to come to hear the gospel
弟兄姊妹们我们不能够消灭圣灵对我们福音的感动
Brothers and sisters do not quench the moving of the Holy Spirit in you
主怎么样看那些没有得救的人都像羊没有牧人
God sees those who are not yet believers as Lamb as sheep who have no shepherd.
他也照样希望我们里面有这个感觉。
He also hopes that we would have the same feeling.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们对于得救和灭亡里面的感觉是怎样的。
Brothers and sisters, what is your feeling towards salvation and death?
前几天我看见我们家院子里面有一只小鸟，很小，好像比麻雀还小一点的鸟。
A couple days ago, I saw that there was a very small bird, smaller than a sparrow in my yard.
但是啊，它还蛮漂亮的。
And it was very beautiful.
它的羽毛是绿色的。
Its feathers were green.
它的头上这个最顶上呢，还有那个几只红色的羽毛。
At the top of its head, it had some red feathers.
它的嘴呢，长得这个尖尖的，真是非常可爱。神把它那个嘴造的那个形状。那个大小真的是合适。
Its beak was very pointy, very small, and it was very cute. And the way that God designed it, it just looked very cute.
可惜它已经从空中掉下来。
Unfortunately, it fell down.
我去把它抓起来。
And so I picked it up.
好像也不太有正常温度了。
And it didn't have a normal temperature.
我把它用一个塑胶袋 套一下。
I covered it up with a plastic bag.
啊，我不晓得他还会，他是不是昏倒还会活过来。
I didn't know whether it was unconscious or if it would come to.
所以我在塑料袋的前面留个口。
So I opened up one end of the plastic bag.
把它放在院子的那个角落。
And I put it in a corner of my yard.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
生命和死亡。
Life and death.
那是何等巨大的差异。
There is a huge difference.
今天我们如果传福音给人。
Today, when we share the gospel with people,
是人得救了。
If people are saved,
他就是一个活的人。
They are living.
他是一个有永生的人。
They have eternal life.
是不至于再受到永活的刑罚的人。
They no longer have to endure eternal punishment.
我们所传的福音。
The gospel that we share.
从现在开始。
From now on.
就要在这个人身上产生功效。
In that person will have an effect.
我们的时代。
In our day and age,
外面看起来很好。
We look like we're okay.
啊，要吃什么好像有什么。
What we want to eat, we have it.
好像各种物质真是充裕的很。
Materialistically, we're very well off.
但是人的压力。
But the pressure upon men
非常的巨大。
Is huge.
人心里的空虚也是非常的巨大。
The emptiness in men's heart is also great.
我们看见这些朋友的时候
When we see our friends,
我们能不能有主耶稣那种感觉
Do we have the same feeling as our Lord Jesus?
有一种怜悯的心肠
That heart of compassion
那这样的话
If so,
我们也可以成为神的爱子
Then we can also become His beloved children
不仅是神所爱的
Not only those who God loves
也是他所喜悦的
But also those whom He is pleased
我们来学习从这个方面开始来顺从他。
And so in this aspect, we learn to obey him.
后面我们看到主耶稣受了试探。
Later, we see that our Lord Jesus was tempted.
这是关乎到我们传福音能力的问题。
This speaks of our power or our strength in sharing the gospel.
在这里，魔鬼趁着主耶稣有40天的禁食之后，给他一个三个非常严厉的试探。
Here, the enemy tempted Jesus with three different things after he had been fasting for 40 days.
我觉得我们如果要得着福音的能力
I feel that if we want the power of sharing the gospel,
我们也需要像主那样来胜过这三个试探。
We need to be like our Lord Jesus to overcome these three temptations.
第一个是魔鬼说，如果你真是神的儿子的话，你可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。
The first is when the enemy said, if you are the son of God, tell this stone to become bread.
经过40天的禁食。
After fasting for 40 days.
主去吩咐石头变食物也没有什么也没有什么错的。
It's not wrong or anything difficult for the Lord Jesus to tell stones to become bread.
他有这个权柄他有这个能力。
He has his power and he has ability.
但在魔鬼的试探之前。
But under the temptation of the enemy.
我们主的回答是说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
He said, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone.
我们的主轻看地上物质给他的供应。
Our Lord looked lightly upon the sustenance of this earth.
他不是说他不要食物。
It's not that he does not want food.
他乃是说他不是单靠食物。
But it's that he does not live on food alone.
我们神所给他的供应。
And so the provision of God.
才是他最大的需要。
Is his greatest need.
所以我们记得在约翰福音里面。
We remember in the gospel according to John.
当主向那个撒玛利亚的妇人传福音。
When Jesus shared the gospel with a Samaritan woman,
门徒们他们去买食物回来。
The disciples bought food and brought it back.
然后就要给主耶稣吃。
And wanted to give it to the Lord to eat.
但主那个时候肚子是饿的。
And yes, at that time the Lord was hungry.
所以也是渴的。
And he was thirsty.
但是我们的主却怎么说呢？
But how did he respond?
他说，我有食物吃是你们不知道的。
There is a food that I eat that you know nothing of.
那么主的食物是什么呢？
What is his food?
他就是来遵行那个差他来的那一位。
It is to do the work of him who sent him.
来做成他的工。
To do his work.
他说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
He says that my work is to do the will of the Father of him who sent me.
成全他神的旨意。让主里面得着宝足。
And so when you accomplish His will, then you are filled.
他能够不顾身体的需要，能够为这福音来摆上去。
Not thinking about the need of His own body, but to work for the Father's will.
这是一个奉献的人。
This is one who is able to sacrifice.
这个是一个把身体奉献给神用的人。
One who sacrifices his body for the use of God.
他的身体为了神，神也就为着他的身体。
So his body is for the purpose of God, and so God will also sustain his body.
所以在马可福音也有一段这样的记载。
There's also a recording in the Gospel of Mark.
就许多人要来听主耶稣讲道。
There are many people who came to hear Jesus preach.
所以他连饭都顾不得吃，就来服侍那众人。
And so without thinking about his own meals, he served other people.
这个主耶稣的这些那个兄弟姊妹。
And so Jesus' own siblings.
他们就说，这个人是癫狂了。
They said this person is crazy.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
神的旨意是要我们在人的面前是谨守的，但是在神的面前却是癫狂的。
God's will is for us to be in front of men to be well nourished, but in front of God to be hungry towards Him.
那我们能够不顾一切的为着神的旨意来摆上。
So without thinking of our own needs to place everything before him.
我们知道在使徒行传里面我们看见保罗。
We know in Acts as we see Paul.
也是曾经这样被形容过。
He was also described in this way.
称他是癫狂的。
And that he was one who was empty.
今天神真是巴不得每一个他所救赎回来的人，
God desires for all that he saves.
都能够为着福音的缘故有这样的心智。
For the sake of the gospel, to have the same attitude.
所以有弟兄告诉我们说，
So there are some brothers who tell us.
如果有一个基督徒他身上这个满了火，
If there is a Christian who is full of fire,
那么他就能够好好的为主传福音。
Then perhaps he is able to really share the gospel.
的确是不错。
Yes, it's not wrong.
那神愿意把火赐给我们吗？
Yes, God will give you fire.
是的。
Yes.
他巴不得我们每一个人都被这个火所烧着。
He desires for all of us to be zealous and on fire.
神不是要只有少数那么一点两点的火。
It's not just one or two sparks of fire.
把这个火整个烧着这个基督的身体，这是他所愿意的。
But he wants the entire body of Christ to be on fire for him. That is his desire.
谁能够承受这个火？
But who is able to contain this fire?
那个能够愿意把自己的身体献上当活祭的。
And able to be that living sacrifice for him.
那个活祭就是一个活祭。
That living sacrifice is a living, alive one.
圣灵的火可以来烧这个祭物。
And so then the Holy Spirit can come down and fill.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天的时代。
So in our days.
最大的问题就是没有火。
The greatest problem is that we have no fire.
就是我们不冷也不热。
We're neither hot nor cold.
主非常不喜悦这样的环境。
God does not desire this type of condition.
我们怎么能够火热起来呢？
So how can we be on fire?
然后把自己献上去。
We need to offer ourselves.
你不要单顾我们自己。
Do not think about your own needs.
顾我们的身体。
And think about your own physical condition.
顾我们自己的需要。
And your own needs.
要为更多为着神的旨意。
But more for His will.
那第二个主胜过的试探。
The second temptation of our Lord.
就是地上的这些权柄和荣华。
Was the glory and domain of this world.
他不愿意拜撒旦。
He was not willing to worship the devil.
他只愿意单单的敬拜神。
But only to worship God.
这地上的权柄荣华。
The glory and dominion of the world.
对我们来说最具体的就是金钱。
Very concretely, it's money.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
如果我们胜不过金钱，
if you are able to overcome wealth,
我们也就得不着福音的能力。
Then you are not able to gain the power of the gospel.
我们不能够去光是跟人家讲说我一祷告你平平安安的去。
And then you cannot just say to people, I will pray for you and go in peace.
对于那些真正有需要的人，
And to those who really have need,
我们应当摆得上去。
We should be able to give.
今天在北美这里，
In the North America here,
我相信大部分的弟兄姊妹在生活上都是比很多地区要富足的多的。
I believe that here in the Northwest, we are pretty well off as compared to other parts of the country.
今天神给我们丰富。
Today God has blessed us so much.
难道就是为了我们一家让我们有一个享受吗？
Is it just for the enjoyment of our own family?
我们的金钱应该更多的为福音摆上。
Our money ought to be given up for the sake of the gospel.
我们看见人的需要应该给得出去。
When we see others' need, we should be able to give.
我们应该学习我们的主耶稣。
We need to learn from our Lord Jesus.
在路加福音第十章那里记载。
In Luke chapter 10, it says.
就是一个好撒玛利亚人。
There was a good Samaritan.
这个好撒玛利亚人是谁？
Who is this good Samaritan?
那就是我们的主耶稣自己。
He is our Lord Himself.
就是当有一个人来问他。
That is, a person came to ask him.
就说在律法上什么是最重要的？
Teacher, what is the most important out of the law?
或者是他问说要怎么样才可以承受永生？
Or in other words, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
主耶稣告他两件事情。
So the Lord responded by saying two things.
第一个要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神。
First, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, with all your strength, mind.
第二个要爱邻舍如同自己。
And second, to love your neighbor as yourself.
所以我们做基督徒也是这样。
And so as a Christian, it is the same.
我们这些已经承受永生的人。
We who have already received eternal life.
神赐给我们的就是这个命令。
God has given us this command.
尽我们的全心全力来爱我们的神。
To use all that we have to love him.
而爱神的具体的表现在哪里？
And the concrete expression of this love, where is that?
爱神的具体表现那是在人的身上。
That expression of our love for God is how we love other people.
所以主就用了这个比喻。
And so God used this parable.
他讲到一个人他从耶路撒冷跑到了耶利哥去了。
That a person was going from Jerusalem to Jericho.
好像我们一个人原来是在神那里，耶路撒冷代表神的所在，在神那里得福的。
As For example, as if one who was already in the presence of God, one who had received blessing in Jerusalem.
但是人犯罪了，就像走到耶利哥，到了一个咒诅的城去了。
But because of sin, now we are traveling towards the road to Jericho, a place that is cursed.
以至于落在强盗的手中。
And on the way fell among robbers.
被剥去的衣裳，被打得半死。
And they stripped him and beat him.
然后祭司来了。利未人来了，都从他的左边、右边就走过去了。
A priest and a Levite passed by, but they only walked on his right and left, avoiding him.
唯有一个撒玛利亚人到的时候
，But when a Samaritan person came,
他就动了慈心。
He felt compassion.
在这个人身上做了许多的好事。
And did many good things for this man.
他不但用油和酒来包他的伤口。
Not only cleaned his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them.
把他都包好了以后。又让他骑着自己的牲口把他带到里殿去休息去医治。
After bandaging him, put him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him.
然后亲自照顾他，第二天要走的时候又拿出2钱的银子来交给店主，叫他要好好的照顾他。
And on the next day took 2 denarii and gave it to the innkeeper saying, please take good care of him.
并且应许他说，你尽管的做，所有欠的钱我来的时候通通为你偿还。
In addition, he said to the innkeeper, whatever more you spend, when I return, I will repay you.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
主为什么讲这个故事？
Why did the Lord tell this story?
在这个故事里边，
In this story,
他不仅有爱那个人的心，
Not only does he have that love for the other person,
他的钱财就随着这个爱就到达那个人的身上，
But through his love, his money also was spent on him.
在初代的教会里面
In the early church,
为什么福音有这么大的能力？
Why did the gospel have so much power?
那些弟兄姊妹们不仅是同心合意的，
Not only were the brothers and sisters in unity,
他们也是奉献的，
But they also consecrated and
sacrificed. 他们也是撇下一切的，
They're willing to leave everything behind.
所以他们把个人的田产家务卖了以后都奉献出来，过一个共同生活的这种教会生活。
They were willing to sell their possessions and lands so that they could all dwell together.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们还达不到能够这样子凡物共用的地步。
While it is difficult for us to live in such a community,
但我们总要有一个开头。
But we need to begin.
在我们身上，钱财应当是给得出去。
That our money we should be willing to give.
为着福音费财费力。乃是神所喜悦的。
That for our money and for our energy and efforts to offer it all up for the gospel, it is something that pleases the Father.
我们今天也成为别人的祝福。
And so that we can also become blessings for other people.
在我们周遭。
And so those that we encounter.
去寻找那些需要的人。
And to seek those who need.
弟兄姊妹，如果那些样样都有的人，他们不来听福音。
If there are many people who do not come to hear the gospel.
我们可以去找那些穷人。
We can look for the poor.
去找那些有需要的人。
Look for those who are in need.
所以主耶稣在传福音的时候
When the Lord Jesus shared the gospel,
特别讲到是要 有福音给穷人
He said particularly that the gospel is for the poor
那当然他一边讲到是灵里的贫穷
And yes, he did say it is for those who are poor in spirit
但是外面的贫穷
But the outward poor
有时候也是一个因素
Is also another effect
因为我们看见在穷困的时候
We see that in the time of poverty
在穷困的地方
In very poor areas
人是容易得救的
It is easier to become saved
在富足的地方
In places that are rich
人因为骄傲
Because of pride
就不容易得救
It's difficult to be saved
那我们能不能为了这个缘故
And so for this reason
在我们周遭我们去寻找那些肯向主谦卑的人
Can we seek out those who are willing to be humble before God?
我们不能够一直在那边说
We can't just continue to say
现在的人不想信福音
That nobody wants to believe in God nowadays
我们不能光在那边叹息说现在传福音很困难
We cannot, Is it that we sigh, oh it's very difficult to share the gospel now?
因为主告诉我们
The Lord tells us
我们传福音就好像做生意
That when you share the gospel, it's as if you're doing business
一个做生意的人
That one who does business
他都是会生意的就是因为 create idea
They will constantly think of different ideas
所以我们中国人这个讲做生意很有意思
The Chinese when you do business The way of thought is very amusing
就是他这个脑子里面、会产生很多主意
That there will be many different ideas
他无论如何呢要把你口袋里面的钱赚过来
No matter what They will gain that money that's in your pocket
所以他才能够成为一个成功的商人。
And then they will become a successful businessman.
我们的主耶稣到地上。
Our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth,
他就是来做生意。
He did business.
所以他为了得着这颗好珠子。
For the sake of gaining that precious pearl.
他把他所有的一切都舍了。
He was willing to sell everything.
他在十字架上舍身体。
He gave up his own body on the cross.
就是为了得着教会。
So that he could gain the church.
这颗在他眼中最贵重的珍珠
That most precious pearl
那今天我们为着基督身体的建立
So for us as we establish the church or build the church
这些应当得救而还没有得救的人
For those who need to be saved yet are not yet saved
我们应该也像做生意一样
We need to be like one who does business
弟兄们劝告我们
And so the brothers tell us
就是我们基督徒我们得救了之后
As Christians, after we are saved,
只有一样正业
there is only one career
就是要去传福音
that is to share the gospel.
你其他的工作
all your other work,
只是附带做的而已
it is only to pay a price.
那当然不是说我们附带做的就可以随便乱做
it's not that just because you need to live, you can do anything you want.
弟兄姊妹不要听错了
so don't mistake me.
那是说我们的心我们的目的不在这个工作上。
Our heart and purpose is not on the work that we do on earth.
从前我们没有得救的时候
Before we were saved,
我们立志要做一个成功的商人。
We wanted to be a successful businessman.
成功的企业家。
A successful career person.
成功的科学家。
A successful scientist.
医生、律师。
A doctor or lawyer.
但是我们得救之后。
But after we are saved,
这些俗世的雄心没有。
All of the earthly careers and ambitions.
那些职业
All of these careers,
是为着福音的。
Now it is for the sake of the gospel.
神把你摆在那个办公室。
When God has placed you in that office,
是为着那一个办公室的人的得救。
It's for the salvation of those people working with you.
神把你摆在你孩子们的朋的这些家长们中间。
When God places you among parents of other children,
你带孩子去运动了。
As you take the kids out to play,
你带孩子去上中文学校了。
And as you take your children to Chinese school,
你带孩子去参加任何的活动。
Or to go to any activity,
都不应当单单为着我们自己的这些目的。
It's not only for your own purpose.
凡我们所做的
，all that you do,
都应当是为着福音的缘故。
It's for the sake of the gospel.
在我们的心意念当中
，and so in your thoughts and in your heart,
离不开。要让人认识我的主。
It should not be separated from bringing people to come to know Christ.
我们有机会的时候，总要开口说一说。
Every time you have an opportunity, open your mouth.
你认识我所信的耶稣吗？
Do you know the Christ that I know?
你认识我的救主吗？
Do you know my Savior?
把福音传给他。
Share the gospel.
费财费力。
So with all your money and effort.
费时间。
And your time.
把我们家打开来。
Open your home.
我们家就是旅店。
Our home is
a
motel.
弟兄姊妹，我们都有一个旅店。
Brothers and sisters, we all have motels.
我们在那里都可以照顾那些受伤的人。
We can take care of those who are wounded.
那些多少被强盗打得遍体鳞伤。半死不活的人正等待着你把福音传给他。
We can take care of those who have been robbed, stripped, and beaten, and left for dead. We can help them to recover.
我们弟兄们在这报告好多次。
Our brothers have announced many times.
新学生来了，他们需要住宿。
That the new students are here and they need a place to stay.
我们弟兄在等着有更多弟兄姊妹们说，我在这里。请使用我。
The brothers are waiting for a response for those who say, "Here I am, please use me."
我们家一个小小的房间接待一个人。
A small room in our house, you can accommodate someone.
大一点的房间接待一对夫妻。
A larger room, you can perhaps accommodate a couple.
你看，不断的有人从我们得祝福。
And so people can constantly gain blessing from you.
我们的家的门，你看，永远为着福音而打开。
And so the doors of our house can always be open for the sake of the gospel.
这样的家要蒙福。
This type of house will be blessed.
因为神要祝福。
Because God will bless.
所以我们看主耶稣胜过了第二个试探。
And so we see that the Lord overcame the second temptation.
胜过地上的权柄和荣华。
That he overcame the kingdom and glory of this world.
他不肯侍奉马门，他只愿意侍奉神。
He was not willing to serve mammon, but only God.
第三个。
The third.
魔鬼叫他从殿里上跳下去。
The enemy asked him to jump down from the pinnacle of the temple.
说神会吩咐他的使者把他拖住，叫他的脚不至于碰在石头上。
Because there, the God will command his angels concerning you to guard you so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
但主说不可试探主你的神。
But then Jesus answered and said, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test."
我们在福音上的应用是。
And so in the application for the gospel,
我们要全心的相信。
We need to believe with all of our hearts.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们有信心。
We have faith.
今天人能得救，
for people to be saved,
是因为神拣选他。
It's because God has chosen them.
人能得救，
for people to be saved,
是因为神要他。
It's because God wants them.
所以我们出去做。
And so we go out and do it.
我们是做一个必成的生意。
We are a successful business person.
主怎么样向保罗说，在这个城里我有许多的百姓。
And so God through Paul says that in this city I have many who belong to me.
你尽管讲，不要惧怕。
Just speak, do not be afraid.
照样的，在我们城里面有许多神的百姓。
Within the city there are many who believe.
我们不要老觉得西雅图的人liberal 不容信主。
Don't feel that just the people in Seattle are very liberal and cannot believe in the Lord.
在这里有许多神的百姓。
Yes, there are many saints who are here in Seattle.
我们如果眼睛被打开了，
If our eyes are opened,
我们就发现到处都是机会。
We realize there are opportunities everywhere.
那么，如果我们自己找不到机会，
If we can't find opportunities ourselves,
我们可以到教会有的这些福音聚会来配搭。
We can come and cooperate together with the gospel meeting here at church.
我最近看到一个教会的好榜样。
I recently saw a very good example from another fellowship.
他们那些大人啊，讲中文的，在那里举行福音聚会。
The adults who speak Chinese, they have a gospel meeting.
也是对象都是讲中文的，然后讲员也是讲中文的。
Those that they invite to speak, they speak Chinese, and the speaker is also speaking Chinese.
但是那些年轻讲英文的弟兄姊妹，他们进来一起配搭。
But the young ones who speak English, they also came in to help.
他们也在那里招待，他们也在那里帮忙服侍饭食。
They ushered and they also served the food.
他们也去带福音朋友的孩子聚会，照顾。
They helped in watching over the children, and they also took care of other needs.
所以我们大家都同心。
And so everybody works together in one heart.
我们大家都把信心摆上去。
And we use faith.
啊，主就会使用我们。
And then God will use us.
相信神就是做他的工。
When you believe in God, that is doing the work of God.
我们只管做我们当做的。
If you only, we do need to do the responsibility that He has given to us.
我们把结果交给神。
And the results we give to God.
弟兄姊妹，在这个福音的工作上面。
And so in the work of the gospel.
我们不需要患得患失。
We do not need to
worry about
whether we lose or gain anything.
我们要知道，到的时候一定有收成。
At the right time, there will be fruits.
流泪撒种的人就一定能够欢呼收割。
So that the one who weeps and sows, he will gain a harvest.
当主耶稣胜过这三个试探之后。
And so after these three temptations have been overcome,
圣经告诉我们说魔鬼就离开他。
We see here that the devil left him.
那主耶稣就充满着圣灵的能力。
And the Lord Jesus was filled with the power of the Spirit.
去传扬福音。
To share the gospel.
所以在路加四章十八节那里说。
So in Luke 4:18 it says.
主灵在我身上。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
因为他用膏膏我。
Because he anointed me.
叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
To preach the gospel to the poor.
差遣我报告被掳的得释放。
He has sent me to proclaim release to the captive,
瞎眼的得看见,
and recovery of sight to the blind,
叫那受压制的得自由,
to set free those who are oppressed,
报告神悦纳人的喜年,
to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord.
这是何等的报告?
This is such a wonderful news.
我们今天喜欢在那里报告新闻。
Today, as we like to share the news,
报讲了许多世上发生的事。
We talk about the things, the current events of this world.
在这里有一个更大的好消息。
But here there is an even greater news.
我们应该去报告它。
We need to tell this.
但在这里我们看见是主的灵在主耶稣的身上。
Here we see that the Spirit of God is upon our Lord.
主耶稣厚厚的接受了膏油的涂抹。
He was richly anointed by the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
我们还有将近三个礼拜可以预备。
We have about 3 weeks to prepare.
我们应当在主面前好好祷告。
We need to pray before Him.
我们求主的灵真是丰丰满满的在我们的身上。
Ask the Spirit of God to richly dwell in you.
主的膏油厚厚的膏在我们的身上。
So that His anointing may be upon you.
让我们每一个弟兄姊妹都能够去报告这个好消息。
And so that every brother and sister may be able to share this good news.
叫那些需要的人都听见福音。
So that all those who need to hear will hear.
告诉他们说，被掳的可以得释放。
And so the oppressed may be set free.
瞎眼的也能看见。
That the blind may see.
受压制的也能自由。
That those who are oppressed may be set free.
因为神要悦纳他们。
Because God wants to meet them.
得着了福音。
Those who receive the good news.
就得着了这些祝福。
Will receive these blessings.
无论是心灵的压制，
whether the oppression in your heart,
是身体的压制，
or the oppression in your body,
是家庭的压制，
or the oppression in your family,
是工作的压制，
or in your career,
无论是仇敌用什么方式加给人压力，
no matter what oppression of the enemy,
叫人活在忧虑中，
those who live in depression,
叫人活在沮丧，活在忧郁中，
He oppresses people so that they live in sorrow and in depression.
甚至仇敌叫人活在罪中，捆绑他们。
The enemy puts people in sin so that they are bound.
我们都应该报告说，神可以释放你。
So we need to proclaim that God can set you free.
这是我们所要传的福音。
This is the gospel that we want to share.
从得救的那天开始。
So from the day of your salvation.
我们就担起了这个责任。
We bear this responsibility.
所以我要鼓励我们年轻的弟兄姊妹们。
I want to encourage the young people.
初信的弟兄姊妹。
Those who are just newly believed.
你们应当是最多福音朋友的人。
You ought to have the greatest number of gospel friends.
如果你们没有找到福音朋友来。
If you do not find gospel friends.
那是你懒惰。
Perhaps you are lazy.
因为你周遭的朋友很多都不信主。
Because many around you do not yet know the Lord.
那些信主几十年的弟兄姊妹们比较同情。
And so perhaps those who have been believers a long time, they feel compassion.
因为他的福音朋友比较少。
Because they don't have as many gospel friends.
但是福音朋友少的人带一个来。
But those, if you don't have many gospel friends, at least bring one.
福音朋友多的我们都带几个来。
And if you have more friends, bring more.
如果你没有什么福音朋友的话，你找那个刚信的地方，咱们说，你有没有福音朋友介绍给我一下
？If you don't have any gospel friends, find those who just believed and say, "Do you have any friends? Let me bring them."
把他们几个人和这个的初信的弟兄姊妹都带到家里面来认识认识。
Bring the new saints into your house and get to know them.
要用各种的方法
No matter what method
用各种的智慧
In all wisdom
能够把朋友们能够带过来
Bring your friends
这些日子
These days
弟兄姊妹在我们的生活中
In our daily life
盼望看见福音的影子
We want to see the work of the gospel
在我们的家中
In our family
盼望看见福音
We want to see the gospel.
夫妻同心
In the relationship between husband and wife, between parents and children,
大家都来邀
We want to invite everyone.
问问你的家里小朋友
Ask the children in your home.
你认识什么好朋友啊
Do you have any good friends?
啊，那你就到他的好朋友家里面去，把父母邀过来
And so go to their house and invite their parents.
他们的朋友也会得救的
And their friends will also come to know the Lord.
他们的父母也会得救的
Their parents will also be saved.
弟兄姊妹们，所以在个人上面，我们有很多可以预备。
So individually, there's lots that we can do to prepare.
那么在聚会中间
，and in the church,
我非常简单的讲几个点。
Very simply in our meetings.
我虽然我们常常聚福音聚会
，Yes, even though often we have many gospel meetings,
但可能我们都还是聚得不好。
But perhaps we are still not meeting well.
弟兄姊妹，我们来聚福音聚会的时候
，as we gather for this meeting,
头一个应该是带着一个扶持的灵过来。
The first thing we need to do is bring a spirit of support.
我们在那里听的时候
，as we listen.
不要老在那边想说讲员这讲得不好那个比喻不适当
No need to think about how the speaker isn't sharing very well or that example is not appropriate
我们应该带着一个合作的灵
We need to bring a spirit of cooperation
我们不要老在那边皱眉头啊然后这个那个样子呢让讲的人呢、啊、就上当
Don't always frown so that the person who is speaking feels discouraged
不要福音朋友没有把我们讲的人吓到，那我们自己把讲员给吓到了。
It's not that the gospel friends have scared the speaker; we ourselves have scared the speaker.
因为我们人多啊。
Because there's many of us.
所以我们的表情。
So our expression.
我们的态度，我们的灵
our attitude, 非常重要。Our spirit is very important.
我们坐在那里聚会的时候。
As we sit and meet.
不是说，哎呀，我要听他讲的好不好。
It's not that, oh, I want to hear if he's speaking well.
然后评判评判。
And then we give our criticism.
我们应该为我们的讲的弟兄们祷告
But we need to pray for our speakers
我们应该在那里坐着一边祷告
But as we sit, we pray
然后我们呢要把带来的人呢带到旁边坐着
And also sit together with the friends that we bring
我们过去有很多情形是福音朋友呢全坐在一起
Previously, we had this condition where all the gospel friends sat together
所以他们听福音的时候呢是他们自己在那边交头接耳
So as they were listening to the gospel meeting, they were all chatting among themselves
然后呼召的时候呢他们彼此影响
So during the altar call, they influence one another
一个不举手呢大家都不举手
One person does not raise their hand, nobody raises their hand
好我们应该呢弟兄姊妹和福音朋友应该是要穿插坐
So brothers and sisters, let's sit together with our friends
那这怎么才能做到
And so how can we do this?
那必须是你自己要邀人来
And so you need to invite them
你不能够说是大家团体邀哇这个大家一起邀几十个
It's not just that because everybody else have asked there's several tens of people
那么大家一起邀就都没有人个别照顾他
But because everybody has invited, there's nobody taking care of the individual.
所以我们把我们的朋友邀来就是。
So as we invite our friends.
啊，你邀一个就坐在你旁边。
If you invite one, sit next to that.
邀两个就坐在你的左右。
If you invite two, sit to their left and right.
邀更多的话呢，你就请那个其他弟兄姊妹过来帮助一下。
If you invited more, ask other brothers and sisters to also sit together with you.
那在聚会中，我们就可以注意他听福音的。感觉
Then in the meeting, we can also have the sensation or the feeling of how they're responding to the message.
我们察觉的时候就为他祷告
And so during the prayer, we pray for them.
我们如果察觉他心里面刚硬抵挡，我们就为他祷告
If we feel that they are hardening their heart, we pray for them.
我们察觉他有疑惑，我们为他祷告
If we feel that they have doubts, we pray for them.
如果我们察觉他有点想要信主
If we feel that they kind of want to believe in the Lord,
我们为他祷告
we pray for them.
我们求主今天就得到他。
We ask that God will gain them.
那呼召的时候，我们就帮助他。
And so during the altar call, we would help them.
看他有一点点的意思。
If they have just the slightest inclination,
我们就请他举止站起来。
We ask them to stand.
所以我们在聚会里边有很多的事可以做。
And so there's many things we can do in the meeting.
我们在聚会中
，in the meeting，
可以说是应当一直祷告。
We should say that we should be constantly praying.
但是我得承认，我自己也有时候忘记。
But I admit sometimes I forget.
顾着听。
I only listening.
啊、我们这次开始
But this time,
彼此提醒
We need to remind one another
坐在那里 不是为了我们自己听的。
That as we sit, it's not that we're listening for ourselves.
服侍我们做见证啊、传讲信息，还有服侍我们的诗班弟兄姊妹。
We need to support the person that is speaking as well as the choir brothers and sisters.
但是灵里面多多的扶持他们。
That in our spirit we are greatly supporting.
祷告中多多的扶持他们。
Support them in your prayers.
帮助我们的朋友。
Help our friends.
为他翻圣经。
So that they could flip to the Bible passage.
带他唱诗歌。
And lead them in songs.
让他不要觉得样样都陌生，觉得很。很不容易。
So that they will not feel like everything is very strange.
好吗？当我们在这里聚集的时候
，And so as we gather together,
我们还要有后续的动作。
We also need to have some follow-up.
结束的时候，我们要和他们陪谈。
At the end of the meeting, we will share together with them.
我们应该和他一同祷告。
We will pray together with them.
我们应该找这些做陪谈的弟兄姊妹们过来帮助一下，和他一同把真理再讲清楚一点，然后陪他一同祷告。真正的接受主。
Find the brothers and sisters who are responsible for sharing in the follow-up so that they would come to know the truth and pray together with them.
那么后面有饭食。
And at the end we will have a meal.
如果我们没有在这里陪谈的，我们在吃饭的时候应该找福音朋友坐。
If we're not sharing with our friends here in the main meeting hall, that we will go and sit together with our friends as we have the meal together.
最不好的情形就是福音朋友坐在那里孤零零的一个人，结果我们大家呢谈得兴高采烈的。
The worst condition is if our gospel friends are eating by themselves and while we are gathered together having a good time.
我们大家都尽情的 enjoy 我们的这些啊、友谊。
While we are enjoying our own、commonality and friendship.
但是那个很孤单、没有人关心的人呢，他下次就不来了。
But the person who is sitting by themselves, perhaps they will no longer come.
因为那一顿饭就吃得很难过。
Because that meal was very difficult to have.
为什么？我们眼睛打开了。
We need to open our eyes.
你拿完饭菜的时候，不要。就跑到那个你熟悉的人旁边一坐，开始就谈起来了。
That as soon as the meeting is over, you go straight to the person that you know, and then you start to have start to chat with them.
眼睛上来看一看，哪边有那个朋友。
Look around.
我们要去照顾他一下。
See, are there friends that need to be that to talk with?
如果你自己一个人不够，找一个过去，两个人陪他。
You yourself, you don't want to go by yourself. Find another person to go and talk with them.
然后后面。我们还要继续邀请弟兄姊妹去看望他们。
And at the end, we will invite brothers and sisters to go and visit them.
我们不要说每一次都是来冲一次福音聚会。
That it's not just every single time we just have this huge momentum to have a gospel meeting.
这不是我们举行福音聚会的目的。
It's not the purpose of having a gospel meeting.
我们应当是把这个变成我们的生活。
This ought to be our daily life.
我们带我们的弟兄姊妹们去看望你认识的朋友。
As we take and bring our brothers and sisters to visit our friends.
问问他这次听福音的他的感觉，他的收获。
Ask them what is their response and feeling towards the gospel.
无论有觉知没有觉知的，我们都应该去看望他。
Whether they have accepted or not, we still go and visit them.
当然，觉知的人，我们更应该去看望他。
Especially those who have accepted the Lord.
带他信主受浸。
That they may come to know the Lord and be baptized.
带他进入基要真理，带他们长大。
To bring them to the knowledge of basic truth and to grow.
所以我很简单的把我们这次的特会啊，我们可以做的预备和弟兄姊妹们有点交通。
And so with this, I'd like to have some fellowship on how we need to prepare for the gospel meeting.
弟兄姊妹，无论个人，无论是团体，盼望我们都能够这样的预备。
Whether individually or corporately, that we will all prepare.
让主的灵真的是高在我们的身上。
So that the Holy Spirit may really anoint upon us.
天天祷告。
That every day we pray.
主啊，今日让我得着好机会。
And so that we can gain every opportunity.
主啊，今日叫我成为人的祝福。
Lord, today I want to be a blessing.
好，我们就讲到这里。
And I will end my sharing here.
把时间交给玛丽弟兄。